Welcome to the Softball Corner, where we discuss all things concerning adult slow-pitch softball. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Let's talk about the batting order in slow-pitch softball. How do you make an intelligent lineup? Most managers use a standard baseball lineup, so let's outline a typical hardball batting order. You start with a leadoff batter who has great speed and the ability to get on base in a lot of different ways. He can hit, he can walk, he can bunt, he can beat out grounders. The two-spot batter should be able to advance the runner on first. Being a lefty is nice, so he has a better chance of hitting to right, taking advantage of the fact that he has a larger infield hole on that side because the first baseman is holding the runner. Also, a lefty blocks the catcher's view of the man on first. And he should be comfortable taking a few pitches so the runner has a chance to possibly steal second. In the three-hole, the best hitter on the team. Odds are good there will be base runners when he comes to bat for the first time. He should have good power and very few strikeouts. Cleanup, of course, is a good power hitter, with a high enough batting average that the other team can't pitch around the third batter. Batters 5 through 7 are power hitters able to advance runners more than a base at a time. They may strike out a lot, but they hit the ball hard, often enough to score a lot of runners, and they seldom hit into double plays. The bottom of the lineup is for hitters with lower batting averages, but hopefully they still have good speed. Okay, that's hardball. What about slow-pitch softball? Shouldn't it be the same? I've read a lot of discussion on lineup theory, but I don't think I've ever seen anyone consider the difference in batting averages between baseball players and softball players and how that should affect your lineup strategy. Here's what I'm talking about. In Major League Baseball, most players reach base an average of 3 to 4 times per 10 at-bats. That's with walks and errors included. In slow-pitch softball, many players reach base 7 to 8 times per 10 at-bats, again including walks and errors. So the simple odds are that a baseball batter will probably make an out, and a softball batter will probably reach first base. Knowing that, how should this difference affect your softball lineup strategy? Let's detour for a minute and talk about on-base percentage. Some managers love it, some hate it. My opinion is that the higher the skill level of your league, the more you should depend on batting average rather than on-base average. But in common slow-pitch softball, which most of us play, the on-base percentage is critical. By keeping on-base percentage stats rather than batting average, you eliminate value judgments as to whether a play was a hit or an error. You either get on base without any outs being recorded or you don't. That's all there is to it. You get credit for an on-base if you get a hit, or if you reach on an error, or if you walk. You don't get credit if you make an out, or if you reach base but another runner is forced out on the play. You get credit when the other team makes an error because often you forced the error. You intimidated the third baseman by running hard and loud to first, making him force his throw and pull the first baseman off the bag. Or you hit to the right fielder on purpose because you know he can't catch fly balls. Or you rifled a grounder to the second baseman because he can't handle those. So you get credit for getting on base no matter how it happened. Now, back to the differences between hardball and softball. Remember we said that softball batters get on base twice as often as baseball batters, so extra base hits aren't as critical in softball as they are in baseball. Now if that statement puzzles you, take the situation to the extreme. If your team got just one hit per inning, it would have to be a home run to matter. But if your team got 7 hits per inning, the homer becomes less important. So it isn't so crucial that the cleanup batter be the long ball hitter, for example. Bat your players top to bottom according to their on-base percentage, rather than by their power or speed, and readjust the lineup after every game. As people move up and down the on-base average ladder, they also move up and down the batting order. This gives everyone an incentive to do their best. If a player goes 4 for 4, he'll move up in the lineup the very next game. Have you played on a team where the manager set the lineup at the beginning of the season and never changed it? That's discouraging to players who bat at the bottom of the lineup but are getting on base more than guys at the top of the lineup. With my method, that problem goes away. Now I'll put a faster guy in front of a slower guy, and I like power in 3 and 4, so I may switch a couple of guys a little bit, but I'll never move a guy more than 2 slots from what he's earned, and if I move him at all, I'll explain my reasoning to him. Now here's my major point. The bottom line of batting in on-base average order is this. The higher you are in the lineup, the more at-bats you're going to get over the course of the season. Let me say that again. The higher you are in the lineup, the more at-bats you will get over the season. And you want your higher percentage on-basers batting more times than your guys who don't get on base as much. If your league schedule is 26 games, for example, your top guy is going to bat 20 to 25 times more than your bottom guy over the course of the season. And the more guys you get on base over the course of the season, the more runs you're going to score. And hopefully, the more games you're going to win. And so ends another exciting episode of the Softball Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voice or MP3 note to thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner.